Merry Christmas, though. Seriously, to everybody. I hope everybody gets a chance to spend some great time with their family. We had a good practice today. Guys were energetic, and we got a lot done. Just on the injury front, Cecil Shorts will not play in the game. Raheem Moore will not play in the game. And Jared Crick is day-to-day right now. Brian Hoyer has been cleared to practice, so we're playing it by ear with that one. And the rest is just bumps and bruises. So with that, I'll open it up to questions. No, I don't think so. I think he's sick, and the doctors are examining him. But, so far I don't think it's cause for major concern, but he is sick. He's been cleared to practice, so he's been out there practicing. Right. That's right. It was just a like a midsection deal. Again, I'd like to put a diagnosis on it, but I just rely on the injury report on that.
How's Daniels progressed through the offense this week?
Say that again.
How has Daniels progressed through the
BJ, offense? Sorry. Is that his last name? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, he's done a good job. He's a very serious guy. He's very professional about the way he goes about his business. He's in here very early in the morning. Going back to when he got here, he took a red eye, he got right off the plane, got here, took a physical, and he was in the meeting room watching film, being taught the offense. So he's gone out there, he's practiced well, he's been efficient in practice, so really like what we see so far. Well, there's certainly probably some things that, we would look at that he did well in the game, when we played him before. But again, they've got a heck of a coaching staff over there. They're not going to probably allow that to happen again. There's going to be some new ways that they figure out how to protect. They're not going to allow all those sacks again in their minds. They're going to have a way to change that up. So, I think in the end, it really has more to do with kind of how their team has changed, how our team has changed, and what our game plan is for Sunday. Yeah, that's not how we want to play. I mean, we really need to, what I call tilt the field better than that. And a lot of it has to do with offensively when we are backed up, or even, on our own 20-yard line, we've got to drive the ball. We've got to move the ball out of that territory so that, look, in the end, we want to score, but if we have to punt, we can at least sky punt it and put them in a situation where they're backed up. When you're punting from backed up, it's hard. It's hard to cover. It's not good. And our defense, last week did a heck of a job, but we can't keep putting them in that situation and expect success, this week.
When your average field position was your 14-yard line, does that change your approach when you're constantly backed up?
Change my approach on offense?
Yeah.
I think it all, this is one thing, I probably need to do a better job of explaining. It has to do with how the game's going. So for instance, if it's very, very difficult in the game to run the football, then obviously it's either a chunk passing game plan or it's quick passes or whatever it might be, and then mix the run in there. If it's a game where the defense is playing great, the defense is really playing well, then, look, we're going to take our chances on trying to create some chunk plays, continue to try to run the ball, and hopefully our defense continues to play well. And a lot of that has to do with special teams. How are we kicking? How are we covering? It has to do with how the game's being played at that moment. And I think that's something that people, outside of coaching don't always understand about what we would call, quote-unquote, clock management. When you're talking about clock management, you're talking about how has that game gone up to that point in the game, whether it's the end of the half or whether it's the end of the game. Like, it's not just about what the statistics say as far as what you should do with this many timeouts, with this time on the clock. It's how is that game being played, and how's your offense doing? How's your defense doing? How's your kicking game? So it all kind of goes into that question that you asked.
The NFL media website says that all players and coaches have a vote for the Pro Bowl, but you told the Tennessee media yesterday that you don't have a vote. So did you not vote for the
I'm
Pro
sorry.
Bowl?
No, I don't know. I probably said that wrong. No, I voted.
Okay.
I didn't mean to.
Just wanted to clarify because I thought.
I don't know. I probably should have phrased that different, Chrissy. You caught me on that one. Sorry.
Thanks.
I voted.
Okay.
What was it like?
You want to see my ballot?
Sure. Yes.
I don't know what I did with it. Because I really think it's an honor to be in the Pro Bowl, but, you know, it's the Pro Bowl, if you get my hint. You should.
What was it like to, what's it been like this week to have your son out at practice with you?
It's great. I mean, you know, we've got Vrabel's kids were out there today, and Mike Devlin's, Johnny Perry, so... You know, they got like 6 weeks off for Christmas break. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I said, when do you go back to school? He's like, I don't know, January 15th. I'm like, what school are we sending our kid to, you know? But, no, nah, it's a great school that he goes to. But no, it's great to have those guys out there and be around the players and see how hard the players work, how professional the players are. And, you know, I just think it's good for those guys, those kids to be able to see that.
Did you ever go to work with your dad when you were off?
No, my dad worked 35 years thereabouts for, you know, ITT, the semiconductor division. He sold semiconductors on the East Coast and on the West Coast for a long time. So, no, I didn't travel much with him while he sold grommets and semiconductors and things like that.
If Jared Crick, you said he was day-to-day, how comfortable do you feel with Christian Covington and the progress he's made this year?
Very comfortable. You know, Christian's done a good job. He really has. I think Jeffrey Pagan's practiced well the last couple weeks. So Brandon Dunn, you know, he's a versatile player. So, you know, Jared Crick's a big part of what we're doing, tough guy. And so hopefully we have him. And I believe we will, but we'll have to wait and see. And if not, then those other guys will have to step up and play well. Yeah, no, we have to perform better. I'm not, you know, with the punt return team, you know, look, I think at times last week it was decent. You know, look, it's not a home run hitting outfit right now, but it's getting positive yards at times. And I think the big key with them is to make good decisions, whether to fair catch it or let it go or things like that. That's the big key. And then on the punt coverage, again, I think it has a lot to do with how I was answering John's question. You know, you really have to be in better field position. When you're punting from backed up, it's very difficult in this league because most of the time it's an 8-man rush because they feel like they have you where they can go for a block. And so you have to stay in a little longer to protect. You kick the football, and no matter what the hang time is, you're going to have separation between a returner and the coverage. So in that part of the field, there's going to be, you know, a chance for a good return. And we've got to get the ball out of that area so we're not in those situations on Sunday. That's a big key.